Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I'm a big fan of the Republic of Ireland's women team. You know that. I love going to an Now match. And they have a very exciting year ahead. So I'm delighted to be joined by one of the OGs. Yes, the originals. Republic of Ireland international Louise Quinn. Now, Louise has taken time out of her very busy schedule as Birmingham City's captain to take our call. Louise, how are you?
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Very busy time for you. You're in the middle of the FA Women's Super League. Are you all set for the match against Reading this Sunday? How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good. Have to be, pushing on now. We had, a brilliant result there last week against Arsenal, but then a bit disappointed at the weekend. So just have to right those wrongs now at the weekend. And, a really tough game against Reading. One of the Irish girls is on there as well, Grace Maloney. So, it'll be a good game.
You had a sweet victory against your old teammate last week. How did that go down?
Do you know what? Casey took it very, very well. She directly after the game, she was, we were straight in for the hug then.
Did she put up a good fight? Did she put up a good fight, that one?
She did. She actually almost ripped the arm off me as well, dislocated the shoulder there as I was trying to go up for a header, and she just tried to pull me down. But loved that, and great competition, and that was it. Arsenal, they weren't there in the day, and we played very, very well. So points were there to be taken, and we took them. But now, I'd be really good pals with Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you're a great double act when you don the green jersey. Tell us about your trademark moves you two have going.
Yeah, literally her just on a dead ball situation and her just finding this big old forehead. I think that's pretty much it. That's what we try to do. I'm like, you see this big surface area here? Just try hit us and... We'll try.
Is that your tips for being good at headers? Just having a massive forehead. I'd be deadly at them. I have a massive forehead.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know what I mean? Bit of bravery as well there, and throw the head in. But she's brilliant at that. Her delivery and I'm playing together at Arsenal for the few years as well. That definitely helps for the Irish.
Brilliant. Come here to me. A little birdie tells me that your mam love sending you on analysis of games and stuff. Is that true?
Oh my God, yeah. She's. I've done a bit of analysis work, but she goes, one ahead. Obviously, if you're doing some analysis for World Cups now,
she's the one.
However many games on a day, she'll actually send me reviews of games maybe I haven't been able to see. She obviously, gives me a breakdown of my own Birmingham games. She's the first person I get a message off, to be honest. And she'd be like, oh, that was brilliant. Or she'd be like, oh, that wasn't very good. What
so
about
honest.
When this happened, when that happened? Oh, yeah. Oh, she's spot on.
And
even the lingo she uses, she knows exactly what she's on about.
Where did her love of football come from?
I think just having to be, put up with it. Because for me, as soon as I was, could crawl around, that was it. They kind of knew I was a sporty one because I have two older sisters as well, and they love exercise, but not as mad on team sports and stuff. My dad, he was a big Gaelic football player, so played for Blessington and played for Wicklow, and that was it. And then obviously I've just been obsessed. So she kind of had no choice. I didn't give her an option.
So how did you get into football? I'm just curious to know. So your dad played GAA, is that right?
Yeah, dad played GAA. And then, obviously he said, because I used to just be climbing up the walls and on the couches and jumping off, that I was able to, well able to kind of support
move.
Myself and
yeah,
I was well able to move and was able to take a knock around and stuff like that.
Did you play for the school or did he put you into the local club?
Yeah, so actually as well, one of my best pals at the time, he was also very good at football and his dad was the coach of the boys team. So I just went straight in and played under six, under six on the boys team, and then just that was it. It just took off. you know, and I was playing football every day, the one just walking up the, you know, walking up the street with a football under my arm, and at any opportunity, that was, you know, that was me.
You're a big fan of five-a-side, particularly in primary schools. Why five-a-side?
Yeah, listen, so I'm here mainly to talk about the Spar Fives, and yeah, for me, five-a-side is, it's some of the best kind of, the best crack, the best fitness that you can get in, and it's, you know, it's so inclusive, it's great fun, you know, so Spar now are going back into schools and setting up these tournaments for kids, you know, boys and girls. It's actually 50% female participation as well that's been going on.
So
it's just been brilliant. And for me, like, that's it. I think even if I ever hang up the boots, one thing I'll always still do is go play five-a-side. You know, I think the quality of, you know, exercise that you get from it, and also you're just, you know, you are just having a great time. So for me, yeah, it's brilliant to be able to get it into the schools and just get kids exercise, and
totally.
You know, and it gives, it's a great incentive for the teachers as well. You know, they've had obviously a very, very tough couple of years and have had either, you know, to work from home or trying to, you know, get some new ideas into the curriculum. And so this is just something that can, you know, can really help the teachers
Schools register? Do students register? Who registers for this five-a-side campaign?
So it would be the schools that register. So they can just go on spar.ie or just put in Spar Fives, you know, and just register on there, and they'll literally get, you know, almost a full kind of kit sent about how to do it, how to coach, how to kind of host a tournament, you know, worksheets about kind of football teams lessons as well, which went down, you know, a storm last year as well. You know, as unfortunately it got cancelled, you know, there was actually a lot of football team learning going on. And there was over 100,000 participants there. So, you know, it was absolutely,
it's great to hear that there's so many girls registering.
Yeah,
and taking part in this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolute music to my ears. Obviously, you know, for me, football is just all inclusive, and you just love to hear that it's actually, you know, even, you know, and that's something then that, you know, hopefully it's something that the Irish team have been able to bring forward. And you know, we're obviously a very competitive bunch in the international, you know, international level, but we actually just have a great time as well. And I think people see that and show as well that, you know, it's not sometimes as scary as you think, and it's so inclusive, and football is for everyone. You know, and so for me, it's, you know, 50% participation. Absolutely love it.
But I love the fact, I went to see the Tala game when you were playing Sweden a couple of months ago, and I was kind of, in COVID times, blown away by the amount of people in the stadium. And I was listening to Marie Crow on Game On the way in, and she was saying the numbers have been phenomenal lately of supporters, and now, you know, people finally, rightly so, supporting women's international football. How does that feel now compared to what it was like, let's say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
Yeah, you know, it really wasn't long ago that we were, you know, it was difficult to get, you know, the kind of crowds that we're getting now.
That you deserve, yeah.
The support and the backing, and that's, you know, and that's one thing as well. It was also from the association. You know, obviously we've always had some brilliant supporters as well, but, you know, to get that backing and the confidence that's all around it, you know, you feel it, and it's... My favourite jersey to put on is the Irish jersey, but at this moment in time, you know, I'm itching for it. I think, you know, we haven't played since December, and I, you know, we've had a bigger break than normal, and I just can't wait to kind of get that jersey back on. And that's down to, you know, obviously the teammates that I have, but then obviously just the backing around us and the supporters, and, you know, even for that Sweden game, and we weren't allowed a full capacity, even though we could have done it. The same for Australia as well. You know, and that's it's coming for us. And obviously you just kind of need to get past this, you know, a bit of this stage. It's, you know, it's even something where, you know, unfortunately my own family kind of haven't even kind of come back to the games just yet. You know, they're just kind of being a bit cautious about it. But, you know, but that's hopefully, you know, that's all going to change. And yeah, we can just kind of guess, you know, bums back on seats. But then again, RTE are doing, you know, a brilliant job in televising the games and
that's incredible as well. Yeah, that is incredible to see as well. You wouldn't have seen that years ago. And I can't wait till restrictions are lifted and you will fill out those stadiums and not a bother. Louise, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us today and good luck. Good luck this weekend and back in camp with Ireland next month, okay?
Lovely. Thanks, Mel.
See you, love. Bye. Bye-bye. There we go. Thanks, Louise. If you missed it there, the Spar FAI Primary School Fives programme is open to boys and girls from 4th, 5th and 6th class, and you can register by March 4th. So there's loads of time. Go to fai.ie/Spar Primary Schools Fives. There we go.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.